Explaining football to the friend who's just there for the nachos? Hard. Tailgating from home like a pro with snacks and drinks everyone will love? An easy win. And with Instacart helping deliver the snack time MVPs to your door, you're ready for the game in as fast as 30 minutes. So you never miss a play or lose your seat on the couch or have to go head-to-head for the last chicken wing. Shop game day faves on Instacart and enjoy $0 delivery fees on your first three grocery orders. Offer valid for a limited time. Other fees and terms apply.
Odyssey celebrates National Hispanic Heritage Month. Brought to you by T-Mobile. You can count on T-Mobile to help you stay connected on America's largest 5G network.
It's a good thing baseballs already have stitches, because the way these ball players are hitting them, yeah, they'd need stitches if they didn't already have them. So the next time you're watching a poor little baseball smacked off the wall in center, keep that little fella in your thoughts. It's hard to be a baseball right now. Baseball is something else. Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.
When this happened, you talked about it on The Fan.
Play fake. Jones rolls left, throws left, wide open for the touchdown is Bellinger.
When New York sports happens, talk about it here. The Fan, 101.9 FM, and always live on the free Odyssey app.
Inside the 1 o'clock hour on The Fan this Friday morning. Keith McPherson, your nighttime host, taking you till 2 a.m. C-Max coming up next, 877-337-6666. So now we're less than 3 weeks away from opening day. We'll count down some more till it's 2 weeks. And, you know, I got on last night and I'm like, I wish opening day was now, because we've had enough of spring training. We've had enough of the speculating. We've had enough of the exhibition. We've had enough of the talk. We've had enough of, oh, Juan Soto's going to be a Met. No, he's going to be a Yankee. It's like, just start the games so we have actual stuff to talk about each night. I cannot wait until it's like, all right, I'm pulling up here, whether I'm coming from home because the Yankees are on the road, or whether I'm coming from the Bronx because the Yankees are here in New York. And I went to the game, and I'm boom down the Harlem River Drive or whichever way I end up taking. And I'm coming here to talk to you guys after the Yankees post game about what happened in the stadium, what I saw, what the game was like. And, you know, watching SNY and watching the highlights of the Mets as they're doing the Yankees post game, whether it's Justin Shackle or Emmanuel Babari, and I'm catching up on what the Mets did. I'm always in Yankee Stadium looking at the out-of-town scoreboard, checking the at-bat app to see what the Mets are doing, so that when I come in here, I can talk to you about the Yankees and the Mets, and we can react to the games and who played well and, you know, who got pulled too early and who came out of the bullpen and who had a great night at the plate or who's struggling. Like, we're almost back to that. 877-337-6666. Okay, let's try Karan from Montclair again. Karan, what's up? Am I saying your name correctly?
Yes, you are, Keith.
Cool.
It's a pleasure speaking to you.
Yes, sir.
Keith, the question I have, you know, I work overnight, so I work for a medical supply company, and I listen to you overnight, and the first time I listened to you, it was like, wow, my eyes just opened. Like, you sound like me, you talk to me, and the thing I got to say is, I love to go to Yankee Stadium, and you like me, you like travel all around, like, the different suites and all that. What is the best entry when you want to get for the giveaways? What's the best entry?
Oh, man, it depends. It depends on the day, depends on what they're giving away. I've learned how to jug and finesse. So what I would say is, like, never go to the main, like, gate four.
Right.
Like, you have to try and go through, like, if you have suite entrance tickets, go through the suite entrance. I know people don't always have suite entrance tickets, but your suite entrance tickets give you entry to a place that everybody can't walk through. Also, having clear helps a lot too, where, you know, if you show up early, that's the only way. You got to show up when they open those gates 2 hours before. You got to show up when they open those gates. Because there's a limited amount of bobbleheads for a reason. When they say, hey, fans, come out to Yankee Stadium, the first 15,000 fans, like,
yeah.
there's 5,000-10,000 fans outside the stadium as they open the gates and people are grabbing those bobbleheads. I would say, though, it's tough in those main ones. The main entrance, you know, gate right. four, even gate six, that's where everybody's rolling up to. That is where the first-timers are, the foreigners are, the random Joe right. Schmoes that have never been gotcha. To the stadium. They're going to those iconic entrances. Gate two, sometimes you can finesse.
Mm-hmm.
And even gate eight, if you have, you know, depending on where you park, if you have the opportunity to go to gate eight, that's, you know, and that's how you get right to the bleachers. But yeah, I wouldn't say right. go through those. Also, too, a sneaky play is to go through the Hard Rock.
Oh, all right.
Some gotcha. People don't know that you can go through the Hard Rock entrance.
You can?
Right. Like, people are like, oh, you need reservations to go through there. No, you don't. If you get in line and you show your ticket, they're not going to turn you away. They're going to scan your ticket. You'll walk through the Hard Rock. It's a regular bar. It's just attached to the stadium where you can walk in the bar, get a drink, or you can walk through and go into the stadium. Gate four and gate six, you don't stand a chance to get a bobblehead, especially if you're showing up an hour before first pitch. I would say if you have a suite ticket and you know you have a suite ticket, go through the suite entrance. And you can also go through gate two to get to the suites. That's something that people don't know. Like, if you have the ticket, you can walk up. Gate two, suite entrance, clear are your best options. And show up 2 hours before first pitch. No later. If you show up 90 minutes before first pitch, you're probably beat. I've seen people show up at like 90 minutes. Or I showed up 90 minutes. And it's like, yeah, they're gone, though. Because there are people literally out there before they open the gate, like camping out in line to get an Anthony Rizzo Mandalorian bobblehead.
Well, I always pregame at the parking lot, like the first two parking lots right there.
Yeah, in the parking deck upstairs.
Yeah, I always do that. And then I'm always early.
You can keep an eye on
Harry Potter. I got all the Harry Potter hats.
I didn't get one. But last year I was off my game because I had a baby and I just
Of course, you had a baby. But yeah, I wasn't took my daughter, which she's grown, and my wife, and it was just fun. But we went early. But like you said, you got to navigate through the stadium. You always got to look and see who's moving where, and then boom, you go there.
Yep, and it takes experience. It takes reps. And thanks for the compliments in the beginning. I'm glad that, you know, I help you get through your shift. And when you hear me talk, it's relatable. And, you know, what it is it's real. I'm getting on the mic sharing my experience, my fandom, my, you know, trips to Yankee Stadium. I'm not making anything up. I think that's something that I bring to the fan. Like, I can't say I go more than anybody else, but, like, I'm not the guy that's an encyclopedia of knowledge, but I definitely know about, like, going to the stadiums and arenas around here and, like, how to get in and where to go. And, like, that's more my forte as a fan and as a host.
That's so real. That's why, you know, you get me through my shift. I love it. And I'm the guy who hit you up on Instagram about the kicks. Because I'm a reseller, and I still got you on those threes.
Oh, yeah. Now I remember exactly who you are. Yeah, I mean, Jordan 3s, they don't come out too much. I did just get the Jordan 3s that came out around Christmas, the, like, white, navy, blue, and gray ones.
Did you get the Jordan 4s?
No, and I didn't get the bread 4s, no. I was
size 12, right?
I'm a size 12. I was not lucky to get those. They would have matched all my Devil's swag. They would have matched my Devil's jacket and my Devil's headband.
I always double up. If you go into the Patterson thing, I'm originally from Patterson, even though it's Caron from Montclair. But, you know, life
That's
happens,
all right
you know?
Over there, yeah.
So, if you're going to be there, I got you.
All right, bet. Yeah, hit me on Instagram. I know my DMs are off, but write on a comment so I'll be able to see.
Right, and, I know your DMs are off because you got some crazy people.
Yeah, and I'd rather just not give people an open chance to say anything they want to me and throw stones and hide their hands.
It's like Loopy on a late night.
For real. Exactly what it is.
I got you, though, Keith. It was a pleasure talking to you. You made my night. I usually work, but I don't work on Thursday nights or Fridays. I'm good. My mission was to call tonight.
Hey, and you got in there. Thanks for the call, man. And, hey, if you got a size 12 of the bread Jordan 4s, send them. They'll match my Devil's gear. I tried to get them, but You know, there's a way you got to finesse the like sneakers app, the Nike sneakers app when those drop too. I usually don't win, and I feel like it's because they know I've won enough on the app. Anyway, 877-337-6666. Let's go to Alex in Brooklyn on the Fan. What's up, Alex?
Yeah, Ike, great show. I'm just asking a few questions about the Yankees starting rotation. What do you think of Carlos Rodon? Do you think he's going to have a bounce back? He's going to be the same? What do you think of him?
I don't want to read too much into his struggles in spring training. I think this is a guy that missed a ton of time last year. So now that he's healthy, now that he's slimmed down, he's trying to find it again. He's trying to find the best version of himself. So he's going out there and he's throwing fastballs and he's experimenting, and I don't want to read too much into it. What I honestly hate is the fans that are already against him. There's so many Yankee fans that are just built into like, oh, this guy's a bum. What we saw last year, like this was a wasted contract. This guy's going to suck. Like we need this guy. Like I don't know how many times we said we need this guy to perform well. But am I putting any type of faith or stock in him being a number two to Gerrit Cole? I'm not. I haven't seen enough to say, yeah, that's what he looks like. Like so far in spring training, I haven't seen one outing where I'm like, that's the guy we paid for. If you go to YouTube and you look up his highlights throwing for the San Francisco Giants, he hasn't looked like that. And even with the White Sox, he hasn't looked like that. Can he look like that in Yankee Stadium with the fans behind him, with the adrenaline pumping, with the actual game mattering? Maybe. But I think they know that. Like, the Yankees know that he's not what they thought he was. That's why they were trying to get Corbin Burnes. That's why they literally offered Blake Snell. They're like, we need another guy. This guy is not a number two.
Right. And what do you think of Marcus Stroman? You think he's going to have a good year in the Yankees or not?
I think Marcus Stroman is so far having the spring training that he dreamed of his whole career, being a Yankee. He unblocked me. Shout out to Stro. Unblocked me on Twitter when I didn't even realize. I was like, after his second outing over the weekend against the Orioles, I just was going to tip my cap to him, and I realized he unblocked me. And I'm like, all right, cool. Let bygones be bygones. And I think he's kind of flying under the radar right now. Stroman has been a good pitcher. And if he's healthy, I think he has a chance to be better than Rodon. I think he has a chance to be a star that people like can't wait for his starts. So I'm looking forward to seeing him. I'm looking forward to seeing Nestor. I'm looking forward to seeing Clark. Like, honestly, Rodon could be the worst of the bunch. We'll see where they slot these guys in at.
Right. And a little on the hitting, what do you think of Zolpe? Do you think he's going to
I don't think Volpe is a 190 hitter. I think we're looking at a kid that was 21 in spring training this time last year, turned 22 during the season, did not have much time in AAA, but he's always been a star. He's always been a prodigy. This kid was supposed to go to Vanderbilt with Spencer Jones. Instead, he started his development with the Yankees, and his development was altered by COVID and that shortened season. I think that this is a guy that Yankee fans are going to realize, like, he is a ball player. He is a hitter. And I think he's changed his swing and his stance a little bit, his approach, where it's not going to be so much trying to hit the ball out. Like, he's going to slap some singles through. I think his average is going to come up. And you know he's good for 20 home runs like he was last year. You know he's going to get on his steal bases. I think he's going to be an exciting player in this lineup that's going to be a change of pace from the boppers in this lineup, like Stanton, like Judge, like Rizzo, like Juan Soto.
You mentioned Stanton. You think he's going to change, or he's going to stay the same? Like, I wish he would come back the way he was with the Marlins, but can there be any chance of that? Or
in year 7 of John Carlos Stanton with the New York Yankees, I don't know what to expect. Many people are asking, how many homers? I'm like, if this guy can hit 25 homers, I'll take it. But what I do know is that it took 6, now 7 years for the Yankees to understand this guy gets hurt a lot. He is not the complement to Judge anymore. That's why they added Soto. This guy is 33 going on 34. We can't rely on him high in the order. We can't rely on him when Judge goes down to carry the team. So they're going to drop him in the order somewhere around 6, 7. And I think if he has a chip on his shoulder, he's motivated. He can get a hold of a few. Hopefully he stays healthy. Hopefully he hits 25, 30 home runs. But I'm not expecting much from John Carlos Stanton because I feel like they have plans for him to be on the bench if he's not effective. Dominguez will be back. Trent Grisham exists. Juan Soto can DH. Judge can DH to get some rest for that toe. They have contingency plans for Giancarlo Stanton when he slumps. They're not going to just keep running him out there every day if he's not hitting.
Yeah. Okay. Thank you so much for your time. I listen to the show every night. It's an amazing show. Over the last year or two, I've listened every night. Amazing, amazing show.
Appreciate it, Alex. Thanks for the call, man. 877-337-6666. We're still talking Yanks. Fred is in Poughkeepsie next up on The Fan.
Hello.
What's up, Fred?
Enjoying your show.
Thanks.
So I don't think the Yankees went as far as they should have gone. Done everything that they should have done.
I agree. But I'll say this, not to cut you off, Fred. We all were talking about Fire Cashman night and Fire Cashman t-shirts. Newsflash, Yankee fans, they did not fire Cashman. Old habits die hard. Brian Cashman is still in charge. So what we thought was going to be all in, we're still just getting his version of all in.
Yeah, but I think it's more than Cashman. I think it's how. I think it's just he's just, you know, still holding back the money. You know, I don't think he's
yeah, for Juan Soto, they're gonna have to pay him $600 million.
But they could have done so much in improving the bullpen, and they aren't finished, and
it is, Fred, they have Giancarlo Stanton's contract. It's a heavy contract. They have DJ LeMahieu's contract. I think he's just in year four of it. They have Rizzo, who they're paying. They have Carlos Rodon's $162 million contract. They're like, yo, we have so many guys that we're paying. We have a high payroll. We can't go over the luxury tax threshold. We can't pay Blake Snell. They did try. They did offer him something.
But, I mean, you know, like what, I mean, Judge and there are several guys on the team that are in their prime, and, you know, and the window is closing, you know, for them.
Don't I know it? It is my worst nightmare for these guys to be here and not get to a World Series. Like, my worst nightmare is this Yankee era to have the AL MVP, the AL Cy Young winner, a guy like Stanton who won an MVP, Rizzo who's a World Series champion, DJ who's a batting champ in both leagues. Like, for those guys to not get to compete in a World Series, that would be a dark cloud. That'll be a dark era of my Yankee fandom and Yankees history.
And I think everybody's forgetting the Orioles.
No, we're not forgetting the Orioles, but I'll say this about the Orioles. They got to show me. And I've been on record saying it. I need to actually look at the schedule. I know Evan Roberts was at the game, and Evan Roberts, he's just different. Evan is a different type of cat. Evan knows the Mets opponents. He was, like, listing the Mets home and away series. I'm like, I don't know. I haven't done that yet. But I'm going down to Camden Yards this year. It's been too long. And they got to show me. They got to show me they're a 100-win team again.
I'm convinced.
Because they got Corbin Burns.
Yeah, I'm afraid of them. I'm convinced. I'm not afraid of the Blue Jays. They don't scare me.
I fear no one. The Yankees were out there last year with Franchy Cordero and Willie Calhoun. The Yankees pitched Anthony Manischewitz, Randy Brito, or Randy Vasquez, Johnny Brito. You know, Chichi Gonzalez. These guys had nothing. You know, they were literally rolling out there with infielders playing the outfield. IKF played seven positions.
Yeah.
You know, they're relying on Greg Allen, Billy McKinney, Jake Bowers, journeymen to be stars. They didn't have it. Without Judge, they had no identity. And I think they relied too much on Judge after paying him and making him the captain. Cashman has made some mistakes over the years. And those mistakes add up. Right, they're paying Josh Donaldson $6 million this year in dead cap. And I know people listening are like, it's just $6 million. It's $6 million that they should have never taken off. They should have never taken on that man's contract. He should have never been on the Yankees.
If Rodon ends up being a bust, that's just one more of many, many.
Yeah, and he might be. We're in year two out of six. We might be stuck with this guy for another 4 years. And if he doesn't figure it out this year, there's no telling if he's going to figure it out.
Oh, God, yeah. I know. Oh, my God.
Yeah, think about it. And you know what? That's what I mean. They fumbled because all they did was pay Judge $360 million last offseason, and Hal said, we're not done. But then other people started getting signed up and picked up everywhere else, and you got to make another move, and they had to replace Jordan Montgomery. And so they go get a left-handed pitcher in Carlos Rodon, and the guy just did not have it last year. He was hurt, and then he didn't have it. So, man, there's a ton of pressure on him, and I don't know if he's up for the task.
Yeah, I always loved Jordan Montgomery, and I couldn't believe when they traded him, and I can't believe that he's still out there.
I wouldn't say, like, you know,
they haven't brought him back.
I understand people that loved Monty. I love Monty as far as his personality. I knew he was a clubhouse guy. I knew he was a glue guy. Gio Urshela, too. And it seemed like Cashman wanted to shake up the clubhouse and get rid of the beloved guys. But with Jordan Montgomery, he was like DeGrom. He could never get run support. And also, he pitched for us before the pitch clock. The pace of his games, they were slow. It would put you to sleep, and it was like the Yankees would fall asleep in the field while he was pitching, and then when they would get up to bat, they couldn't hit for him. They couldn't score for him. They needed a center fielder. But why'd they need a center fielder, Fred? Because Cashman signed Aaron Hicks to a 7-year deal thinking he would be the center fielder, and he was not good at all. So they had to make a move for this team in 2022 that was winning at a historic pace to take Judge out of center field and get a good center fielder. They went and got Harrison Bader in a walking boot, and the next year put him on waivers. He's a Met now.
Yeah, I like Bader too. I was sorry to see him go, but he was streaky though.
I liked Bader because he was a spark plug. When he was on, and Mets fans will see this, there's going to be a week or two where Mets fans are calling the fan and they're going to say, hey, Harrison Bader, I hope he re-signs it. And then there's going to be a week where he's got a hamstring or he runs into the wall and he's concussed or some type of other injury, his foot, his plantar fasciitis flares up, whatever it is, and he's on the IL. He was a spark plug. There was a point in time where I was getting on the fan last year. I said he's the second most important position player on this team outside of Judge because he can rip some doubles. He can hit some home runs. He can get on base. He can make some plays in center field like nobody else. He just got to be healthy. But, yeah, ultimately he slumped at the worst time for the Yankees last year. And that losing streak, he was a big part of it, that 9-game losing streak. And the Yankees are like, whatever, this season's cooked.
Yeah, but on the other hand, he was great in the playoffs.
He was great in a small sample size, yes, when he first got here. And what sucks is that he's the only guy that hit.
Yep.
He got fastballs to hit, and he drilled them. But where was everybody else?
Yep.
Yeah. Imagine if Judge went off with Harrison Bader, we might be talking about a whole different circumstance right now with this team and where we are.
Yep. Well, hopefully we'll be able to stay healthy this year.
Fingers crossed. Hope week. It's always hope week with the Yanks, man. I knew Judge was going to be cooked. I got on this microphone and said, I don't care about 62. He got 61. He tied the record. He's a half owner of the record. We need him for October. We need him for this run. Don't you guys want to face the Astros? Well, by the time we face the Astros, Judge is going to be burnt out. Because we've got college football cutting away from the Penn State game to watch Aaron Judge get walked. The whole world is on this home run chase. The guy's got the weight of the whole world on his back, the Yankee universe, the baseball world. He's trying to hit 62. By the time he did it, I'm like, he's got nothing left for the postseason, for the playoffs. And people love to hold that against him. Oh, yeah, Judge is great and all, but what has he done in October? He had to carry the team the whole year. By the time he got to October, nobody else was able to pick him up. Speaking of Penn State, let's get back to the Saquon Barkley conversation with Thomas from Queens.
Hey, how you doing, Keith?
Good.
Can you hear me okay? Because I got my earplugs in.
Yeah, you got
Okay.
You're like AirPods.
No, I was going to say, you know, I think the way Saquon Barkley is now, I don't think he's that good, you know, and I think it's because of the way you said they use him. You know, I see him tiptoe into the line so many times, you know, pick up, you know, 1 yard, 2 yards.
Yeah.
You know, but
doesn't have a great offensive line. So the holes aren't opened up for him to just hit the hole and get to the second level and be one-on-one with the linebacker safety. I'd like to see him go somewhere where he could do that.
Yeah, right. But
just
also,
not Philly.
Like
just
said,
not the Eagles. Just hell no, not the Eagles.
Right. If they would, like, put him out in space.
Yeah,
you
split
know
him out more. Get crafty with him. Get creative with him. Put him in the slot.
I don't know why they've never done that.
They did. When he was with Odell, what was it, Pat Shurmur? I felt like they mm-hmm. did. They were a little more crafty with him. He's not a straight-up tailback. He shouldn't just be lining up six, 7 yards behind the quarterback. You hand him the outside zone. You hand him the ISO. Like, you got to get crafty with a guy that's a home run hitter like that. You got to find ways to get him in space.
Yeah, right.
But he's 27 years old. I don't know. We'll see what happens in free agency. I think it's simple. If somebody throws the bag at him and it's too much, it's too rich for the Giants where they are in the rebuild, he's gone. But I think that the Giants have some flexibility, and I think like his value is more to the Giants. And like I keep using the Texans as an example. Well, the Texans have a number one outright receiver in Nico Collins. Then they have a young number two receiver in Tank Dell. Then they have a really good tight end as well in Dalton Schultz, who they just re-signed. Saquon Barkley, he's the icing on the cake for them. Saquon Barkley for the Giants, icing on the cake, He's the cake. He's the meat. He's the center of the cake. He's the meal. He's not the dessert. He's the meat and potatoes of your offense.
Right. If they use him right. Whether they use him right or not,
in that year that they went to the playoffs, they handed him the ball 30 times a game. You guys remember when the Giants started to taper off a little bit late in that season, we were all saying, oh, Saquon's shot. Saquon's cooked. They're not going to be able to do this without Saquon. And Saquon was able to figure it out, and Daniel Jones was able to, you know, run some too. But, man, Saquon was Saquon on first down, Saquon on third down. Throw Saquon the ball. Saquon, get us this fourth and one. Saquon, get us in the end zone. Saquon, will us to victory, because they didn't have. They had Sills and Richie James and Darius Slayton.
Well, what about last year? He didn't do that good. I know
they were cooked last year. They were cooked from the first game, 40-0. They were cooked.
Yeah.
Andrew Thomas getting hurt. That changed the whole offensive line. Then Evan Neal was terrible. John Jacob Jingleheimer Schmidt was hurt. Darren Waller was hurt. He wasn't effective. It was like it just started to change the whole complexion of the team. Then, of course, Daniel Jones goes down.
Yeah, okay. But, you know, as I said, unless they use him the right way, I don't think he's that great. You know, just running into the middle of the line, he kind of tiptoes in there. He picks up 1 or 2 yards, you know, at the most.
So why pay him when you could potentially draft a Devin Achane this year and he's not going to cost you much at all in the, you know, fifth round?
Yeah.
Kyren Williams, a fifth-round pick out of Notre Dame. He's one of the best backs in the league.
Have you seen this guy from Texas A&M? He returns kicks, but he's dynamic. Man, I forgot his name.
Coming into the draft, was he at the combine? I got to brush up on some of these guys. I mean, I watched. He is.
He's dynamic. I forgot his name. I mean, but he's spectacular.
Devin Achane came out of Texas A&M, and then we're watching him with the Dolphins, and we're like, that's why they didn't sign Dalvin Cook.
Yeah, right.
These guys are available in the draft.
Yeah, look for this guy from Texas A&M. I forgot his name. You know, he's dynamic, though. All right, then. Thank you for taking my call. I appreciate it.
No problem. I'll look that guy up. Thanks for the call, Thomas. 877-337-6666. My last little run here, and whatever you guys want to get a word in on the Yankees, on the Mets, on the Giants, Saquon Barkley, Juan Soto, Pete Alonso, Yankees rotation, Ben Simmons, the Knicks being healthier than Ben Simmons, right? Ben Simmons is shut down for the year, but the Knicks, they're going to get healthy again. They're going to get whole again, and the hope is that they're ready to rock when the games really matter in April and May, and maybe they could be playing in June. KM to 2 a.m., Keith McPherson on the Fan. Let's take another break, and we'll be right back.
Worried about letting someone else pick out the perfect avocado for your perfect impress them on the third date guacamole? Well, good thing Instacart shoppers are as picky as you are. They find ripe avocados like it's their guac on the line. They are milk expiration date detectives. They bag eggs like the 12 precious pieces of cargo they are. So let Instacart shoppers overthink your groceries so that you can overthink what you'll wear on that third date. Download the Instacart app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
When you think about businesses that are selling through the roof like Aloe, Allbirds, or Skims, sure, you think about a great product, a cool brand, and brilliant marketing. But an often overlooked secret is actually the businesses behind the business, making selling and for shoppers buying simple. For millions of businesses, that business is Shopify. Nobody does selling better than Shopify, home of the number one checkout on the planet and the not so secret secret with Shop Pay that boosts conversions up to 50%, meaning way less carts going abandoned and way more sales going. So if you're into growing your business, your commerce platform better be ready to sell whenever your customers are scrolling or strolling on the web, in your store, in their feed, and everywhere in between. Upgrade your business and get the same checkout experience as business powerhouses like Aloe, Allbirds, and Skims. Sign up for your $1 per month trial period at shopify.com/odysseypodcast, all lowercase. Go to shopify.com/odysseypodcast to upgrade your selling today. shopify.com/odysseypodcast.
If your day sounds like...
We need the report ASAP.
You deserve Modelo. If you've persevered through, you deserve this rich golden lager with a crisp but refreshing taste. Or if you overcame,
two more.
You deserve this ice cold reward. Modelo, the Markable Fighter. Drink responsibly, beer imported by Crown Imports, Chicago, Illinois.
Odyssey celebrates National Hispanic Heritage Month, brought to you by T-Mobile. You can count on T-Mobile to help you stay connected on America's largest 5G network.
For the first time, U.S. subscribers can stream MLB Network 24/7, including select out-of-market games.
Swing and a drive. It's deep. It's good. Yes.
Stream minor league affiliates.
Home run number one.
Horse rep pick number one.
Plus, get MLB Big Inning and live audio for all 30 teams.
Baseball can't get better than this.
Experience the game like never before with MLB Network and At-Bat, your all-in-one baseball destination. Only $6.99 per month. Visit MLB.com/At-Bat for details. Blackout and other restrictions apply. MLB trademarks used with permission.
When this happened, you talked about it on The Fan.
The New York Rangers have won the Stanley Cup.
When New York sports happens, talk about it here. The Fan, 101.9 FM, and always live on the free Odyssey app.
Hey, take that and rewind it back. Lil Jon got the beat to make the booty go clap. Hey, I do the A-Town stomp. I do the muscle. That's what you were doing at your middle school dance, huh? Keep McPherson on the Fan. 877-337-6666. I always check Twitter during the breaks to see if there's any breaking news. I don't know if anybody get traded in the NHL. And I just came across the passing of Akira Toriyama, who is the creator of Dragon Ball Z. And he died at 68. I think it was a sudden death. And I'm like, damn. This guy, I think Dragon Ball Z is the greatest anime ever created and one of the greatest cartoons ever created. And when I was young, way before it got on Cartoon Network, my brother was going to school up here at FIT, and I guess he knew somebody at a comic book shop or like a video game comic book store or whatever. I don't know what it was, what the store name was, but all I knew was my brother would come home with the VHS tapes of Dragon Ball Z in Japanese with American subtitles. So when I was like 11, 12, and he was 21, 22, he would come home and we would get to watch all of the Dragon Ball Z from, you know, from Vegeta pulling up to Frieza, to Cell Saga, to Majin Buu, to Broly, and man, I just was saying to my wife, because I'd already know my son is gonna be into like cartoons, comic books, action figures. I'm like, I can't wait to introduce him to DBZ, and I hope he takes to DBZ, and I hope he likes Adventure Time, and maybe you know, Ninja Turtles, and some of that stuff too. But RIP Akira Toriyama, the creator of Dragon Ball, Dragon Ball Z, gave me a lot of good times in my life, and was definitely something that I bonded over with my older brother Sean, and I plan on passing on to my son Jackson. So I don't know if you guys are into anime comics, but that was crazy. I just saw that online. I'm like, there's a lot of people reacting to that. Other things from online that happened earlier, I saw with the World Baseball Classic, right? The World Baseball Classic was at Marlins Park. And now the Marlins said, we'll allow the flags, drums, and musical instruments into games down at Lone Depot Park, which used to be Marlins Park. Yeah, because it's turned up, right? That vibe, that atmosphere, it changed the way baseball felt and sound with the World Baseball Classic. It was more of a party. And that's what they do down there. They also have a dance crew down there. I forget what they call the Marlins dance crew. But they also had this big Chuck E. Cheese type artwork in center field. They also had the Clevelander bar and like a pool in right field. It's different down there in Miami. I don't think the Yankees play in Miami, but I did look up the Yankees schedule to see when we'll be going down to Yankee Stadium South. Like I said, they got to show me. So April 29th, 30th, May 1st, and May 2nd. My birthday is May 1st. So I think I know what I got to do for my birthday. I think I got to book a hotel down in Baltimore and go down and see the game. But, like, I don't know. I don't know if I want to bring my wife and my kid. I'm beat. I'm older now. I got to bring them. But I would want to go to Camden Yards and drink and get rowdy and talk trash to those Birdland fans and see if Adley Rutschman and Gunnar Henderson and Corbin Burns are a 100-win team again. We shall find out. All right, back to the phones we go. I wasn't able to find the running back out of Texas A&M. I just looked it up. I didn't see a running back. There was, you know, at the combine, there was linebacker Edgerrin Cooper, who I think the Dallas Cowboys should be interested in, a wide receiver, a safety. So maybe that last caller was talking about Devon Achane from last year, because Devon Achane last year ran a 4.32 and got on everybody's radar, and then we saw what the Dolphins were able to turn him into. And there were a lot of good running backs and some local running backs. The Dylan Lobb kid, or Dylan Labbe, I forget how they pronounce his name. It was Lobb or Lobby, Labbe. He's from Long Island, played at New Hampshire. Maybe the Giants draft him. Jaden Sheridan from Monmouth University. Maybe the Giants draft him. There's some young, talented running backs coming in to the NFL. So if they don't want to pay Saquon, and the Chargers do, or the Texans do, or the Dirty Bird Eagles do, this could be it for 26. This could be it for your Giants captain. Alex is in Manhattan. What's up, Alex? You got it.
How you doing, Keith? Thank you for continuing to do an excellent job. Thank you for taking my call.
Yep.
I wanted to ask you what direction you see the Giants going. You know, I know we had a good year 2 years ago, and then go back to the same offensive line world that have plagued us like for the past, I guess, 10 years. And I don't see any single that I don't see anything good that the Giants do. I do believe in Dable and the general manager. And I want to see your opinion on what do you think the Giants are doing and what do you think they're going to get good at and what do you see us doing next year? Because I'm a diehard Giant fan. I'm going to keep supporting them. But I don't see any light at the end of the tunnel right now at this moment.
Yeah, it's hard to see the light right now. Thanks for the call, Alex. It's tough to see where they're going right now, because when you look at this rebuild, the years were kind of reversed. If they would have had this season the first year, and then the second year won 9 games, went on the road, won a playoff game, it would have been like, progress. This is it. Even the Coach of the Year award. Right? The Coach of the Year award, you win Coach of the Year, then the next year everybody's saying that, oh, you're tough to deal with, that you yell too much, that you've got an attitude, that you know, you've run guys out of there. I'll say this about the Giants. They do need to win next year, and I think they will. They were able to win this past year, and it actually hurt them. If they won less, they might be in the top three picks. They might be picking third overall, and they could say, hey, Jaden Daniels, come on down. Or if it's Drake May, come on down. Now they're picking sixth, and there's no one really for them to trade up with, where people are saying they're defaulting into J.J. McCarthy. I wouldn't take J.J. McCarthy at six. But I also don't think you take a wide receiver at six and say, all right, we're rolling with Daniel Jones, who's damaged Jones. Daniel Jones, there's no way they're actually going into the season expecting Daniel Jones to hold up through 17 weeks, 17 games. It's time to draft a quarterback and reset that clock. And you can have Daniel Jones as your starter this last year while that young man develops. Tommy Cutlets will be around. He's under contract too. But I see them, if they can't get a quarterback with that six overall pick, do they want to use that pick for a lineman again? Maybe if Joe Alt falls and he's there and it's like, you got to take this guy. He's got the bloodlines. He's a surefire thing. You got to take this guy. Are they moving Evan Neal to guard? Or are they going to try him again at tackle? Man, Sauce Gardner put out that video of the two Giants fans celebrating. Celebrating the Jets taking guard Sauce Gardner so they could get Evan Neal. And Sauce put the tweet out. He just said, I wonder where these guys are now. The Giants defense is going to have new leadership, or now has new leadership. So what you're used to seeing from Wink Martindale, that's going to change. Like, I think their defense is more whole than their offense. You do need another threat at receiver. I don't really think you can hang your hat on Wandale Robinson, Jalin Hyatt, Darius Slayton. Darren Waller's going to make a decision whether he's even going to play or not. So Daniel Bellinger, you're up. You're the guy. It's all about what happens with that number six overall pick. It's all about what happens with that first round pick. Do they get, like, does Drake May fall to them? Do one of the three teams surprise us and not take a quarterback? Like, do the Patriots not take a quarterback? We'll see. But I know Daboll was able to make something out of nothing in back-to-back years. They overachieved in the first year because I think people were just sleeping on a first-year head coach, Daniel Jones, Saquon Barkley, that defense, and they were able to steal some games late, and so much so that they got the greatest landing spot going to Minnesota to play the fraud Vikings, beat them, and then they were brought right back down to earth by the Eagles. And this past year, I mean, they were smacked on national television, 40-0, humbled right away, weren't ready to play right away. 10 captains, you never need 10 captains on a football team. You never need 10 captains on any team. But then injuries right away. Andrew Thomas gets hurt. Injuries impact them where they lost a bunch of games, but they were able to salvage the season. Tommy Cutlets was the best story that we had this NFL season on both sides. But like I said, they probably should have lost some of those games. I mean, you had your winning streak and you beat the Patriots. You beat the Commanders. And we were sitting here. I was like, it's a tank. It's Gervonta Tank Davis, Tank Bigsby, Tank Dell. They're tanking. Aren't you tanking to get another quarterback? You should be, because Daniel Jones, similar to Saquon Barkley, that's not your man's. That's not your guy, buddy. He's not your friend, buddy. He's not your friend. He's not your pal, guy. Those aren't the guys that you use the six overall pick and number two overall pick from. So, just like they got Kadarius Toney out of here, he wasn't their guy either. He just was so insubordinate, young Joker. I think they're ready to move on from both Daniel Jones and Saquon Barkley. It's going to be hard to do, but you won't care in 2-3 years if you have a young quarterback that's lighting up the league and Brian Daboll is engineering offensive game plans where you're actually scoring points and scoring touchdowns and you have some receivers that are breaking games open. Who knows? Who knows? Craig is in Manalapan on the Fan. What's up, Craig? I used to know a Craig Peterson from Manalapan. I played football with him at Monmouth University.
What's going on, Keith? Listen, I just think everybody's saying the Mets basically are going to win 50, 60, maybe 70 games. If you all do remember right, 3 years ago, the Giants won 110 games. Can you name somebody on that team? Because I couldn't.
Yeah, I remember that.
The Royals.
Evan Longoria was on that team.
that was about the only person you could probably name. Okay.
Tyro Estrada.
That, I mean, there's a few other people. Okay.
Mike Talkman.
My point is,
I'm okay, to just keep going.
Okay, I'm sorry.
No, but I'm right there with you. Nobody knows what's going to happen. And as soon as you want to write a team off, as soon as you want to count guys out, it's a long season. These are millionaire pro ball players. At some point in time in their life, they were the best guy on the team. They're not going out there to lose.
The Royals made it to two straight World Series.
Right.
Other than Johnny Cueto, it was their bullpen. That's why they beat the Mets in 2015.
Yeah.
It was their bullpen. It was their bullpen, and obviously
they had some star. They had some star players on that team too. Eric Hosmer.
I mean, I'm just saying. Yeah. It could happen. You look at that young lineup. I agree with you with Alvarez. You know, Vientos. You know, you have other people, young guys. Given the talent, there's nobody besides Alonso.
There's three tiers with the Mets, right? There's your core guys that are signed, sealed, delivered, like Francisco Alvarez, like Nimmo, like Edwin Diaz, McNeil, Marte, right? These guys have gotten paid. They're proven. They're veterans. They're in that tier of like, we know what to expect from you guys. You better perform like we expect. There's also another tier of guys like Luis Severino, Sean Manaea, Harrison Bader, even throwing these like Joey Wendells, Trace Thompsons, whatever, or DJ Stewart's. They're veteran players. They're major league ball players, but they got to prove that they belong in the show. They have a chip on their shoulder just to prove that they still can play at the major league level. And then you have the baby Mets. Then you have the kids. Then you have Francisco Alvarez, Mark Vientos, Brett Beatty. These guys got to show you something. These guys got to show that they belong at that level. When you put all that, Mauricio, when he comes back, if he can come back, hopefully late in the season. When you put all that together, iron sharpens iron. These guys are competitors. They're going to go out there to try and prove people wrong every day. I understand what the Braves are. I understand what the Phillies are.
You hope it.
But that doesn't mean that they're untouchable, unbeatable. You can't predict baseball. There are going to be some days where the Mets just have their own day and they take a lead and their bullpen doesn't blow it. And next thing you know, they win 2 out of 3 and we're having conversations on the fan. Like, they're not bums. They're not complete scrubs. This is not the Oakland A's.
At the end of the day, if you look at last year, the Dodgers, the Braves, the Phillies, you know, teams with payrolls, I'm not saying the Braves, where did they finish? Nobody remembers second place in any sport. Everybody has to realize
and
that.
Even, Craig, to your point, look at the Texas Rangers. We laughed at DeGrom signing with them 2 years ago because they were a 73-win team. But then they had some young talent. They had different buckets, right? They had the Marcus Semien, Corey Seager signings. Mm-hmm. Then they had the young talent like Evan Carter come up, Josh Young come up. Now they got this Wyatt Langford kid coming up. And when all of that comes together, it creates a good baseball team that can get hot at the right time. Nobody expected the Rangers. They were a wild card team. Nobody expected them to do what they did. They had them losing in the first round to the Rays.
Nobody expected either of those teams to be in the World Series. That's what I'm trying to say. At the end of the day, do I think the Mets have a chance to make the playoffs? Absolutely.
And you're a fan, so you're going to watch, and you're not going to write them off because hosts on the fan say so, or callers say so, or because you didn't go out and get Yamamoto and Blake Snell and Jordan Montgomery. It's just not how baseball works.
It's not. And I don't feel bad. Do I wish we would have got Yamamoto? At the end of the day, what he did in Japan, he did in Japan. Maybe it comes to, I'm sure it'll come to fruition in, you know, in the Major League Baseball scene. But what if it don't?
Exactly.
Do you really want to eat that contract?
No,
I know it's only money to go in.
I'm not 100% sure. I'm not 100% sure he holds up through the duration of that contract. He might be good the first couple years. He's small. I don't know if he's got the frame to be throwing that hard for 7 years.
They pitch every 6 days.
Yeah.
A lot of these pitches that come from Japan.
And he was a pro at 18, 17?
Exactly. It has Tommy John written all over it. I'm just saying, I'm not trying to jinx anybody. Look at Hugh Darvish. It happens to Matsuzaka from the Yankees. It happens to every pitcher that comes because they're not used to pitching the way they're pitching.
Masahiro Tanaka, his elbow fell off at 30, and the Yankees were done with him.
Yeah. After what? 7 years? 6 years? 5 years, I think it was.
2014 to 2019, like five solid seasons?
I think, like 5 years. I don't think it, Keith, I don't even think it might have been 5 years, but at the end of the day, listen, do I want a Blake Snell or Jordan Montgomery? Listen, you don't know. You can start the season and one of these pitchers can shock you. Look at Jake Arrieta. Whoever thought he was going to win a Cy Young? I'm just saying, out of nowhere, he became a pitcher.
Keep that mentality. Block out all the nonsense. Block out all the punting to next year. Enjoy your baseball season, Craig. Thank you for that call. Like, that's, if I was a Mets fan, which I can't speak to being a Mets fan, I don't know what it's like. I'm obviously a Yankee fan, and we're spoiled. And you hear me talk to other Yankee fans about it, like, damn, you guys are so spoiled. Look at our team, and you're still like, they didn't go all the way in. They're not going to win anything. It's the same team, Keith. No, it's not. But if I'm a Mets fan, I'm not giving up a year of my life. I'm not giving up a baseball season of my life. Especially, like, if, like, you know, what if you're making more money this year, and this is the year you can go to more games than ever? I'm not punting on that. What if you have a job where you're working for the Mets or ESPN or WFAN or SNY, where you're like, no, I'm closer than I ever been to the game. I'm not putting on the season because of what you say. I'm going to see it through. We take this day by day, series by series, week by week, month to month, and we'll see soon. We're under 3 weeks now. Let's go to Joe on Long Island on the Fan. What's up, Joe?
Hey, Keith, how's it going, man? Big fan.
Good, man. Thanks for calling.
Speaking on the Mets, man, I just wanted to say that I think they should pick up Jordan Montgomery, man. I think, you know, he'll help the team out.
I saw he unfollowed the Rangers. He unfollowed another team. I saw, like, people are speculating, like, he's down to not that many. I don't understand why they won't take a flyer on him. You got all these other Yankees.
Exactly.
He's proven in New York. He doesn't mess up any plans for the future. He's not like he's an old man. It's not like you're signing Verlander and Scherzer again.
Yeah, he's 31, man. And since 2020, his ERA has been dipping.
He's a champion. He's bringing a World Series champion ring to your clubhouse. I don't know. Thanks for the call, Joe. Last call of the night goes to my guy, Dwight, in Asbury Park. What you got, Dwight?
Last time we talked about DBs at the Combine, I'm going to throw another name at you. Willie Drury from Virginia State, Division II. He ran a 4.46 at the Combine. Hey, he hit the transfer portal from your old school, James Madison. Be on the lookout for him.
I'm about to Google him right now. I'm like, I feel like I saw the name Drury. I got to look him up. He transferred from JMU to Virginia State. JMU is getting bigger and better. They're becoming like an actual 1A FBS school. And if you can't play, you got to go. I transferred out too. I couldn't hack it there. I knew I didn't have a shot. Thanks for the call, Dwight. I mean, honestly, I played well, but I knew I wasn't going to make it. School, football, party life. The party life was priority one. Those were the days. All right, I'm out of here. C-Max coming up next. He's going to take you through the rest of the night. I'll be back at 7 p.m. for a 5-hour KM to AM. Maybe I'll book some guests and we'll have some fun. This Friday, everybody be safe, be good. I'll talk to you soon. I'm out of here. Later.
Sports Radio 101.9 FM. WFAN, New York.
Trying to figure out what to eat for dinner yet again? With Knorr Sides and Bouillon as your not-so-secret ingredient, you can skip the drive-thru and do dinner at home. Knorr Taste Combos provide a menu of delicious, affordable, and well-balanced meals that you can prepare in 30 minutes or less. Visit Knorr.com to get quick and easy recipe ideas for your home-cooked weeknight dinners. It's not fast food, but it's so good.
Oh, 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 O'Reilly!
Protect your vehicle's engine with a full synthetic oil change and save with Mobil 1 at O'Reilly Auto Parts. Purchase 5 quarts of Mobil 1 full synthetic motor oil and receive a $10 O'Reilly gift card after rebate. See store for details. With your Mobil 1 purchase, you'll also receive 2x points during Old Rewards Bonus Points Month at O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Oh, 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 O'Reilly Auto Parts.
In the fast-paced world of attacking, speed is everything. And that's where the Furon 7 Plus shines. Engineered for accuracy and precision at a rapid pace, it's your secret weapon on the pitch. Experience overall comfort and precise striking, even in the game's fastest moments. The nylon outsole, with its V-shaped stud configuration, is designed for firm ground, giving you the grip you need to outmaneuver your opponents. Step up your attacking game and learn more and purchase the Furon at NewBalance.com.
Odyssey celebrates National Hispanic Heritage Month, brought to you by T-Mobile. You can count on T-Mobile to help you stay connected on America's largest 5G network.
It's a good thing baseballs already have stitches, because the way these ball players are hitting them, yeah, they need stitches if they didn't already have them. So the next time you're watching a poor little baseball smacked off the wall in center, keep that little fella in your thoughts. It's hard to be a baseball right now. Baseball is something else. Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.